Y'all doing, Ebenezer? Good to see y'all. Y'all looking good today. I'm Walter Sanders. I have the pleasure of being over the youth and young adult ministry here at Ebenezer. And when they heard that about our theme being, you know, hymns, songs of joy, there was only one song they wanted to do, and that was Joyful, Joyful. So I know y'all know this song. And so I ask that y'all just join in with us and help us to make this happen. I don't know where the young people are, but, you know, when you deal with young people. But I do see one of our young people right here in the audience, Tristan. Tristan, if you don't mind, help the people get ready, and I'm sure everybody else will show up eventually. Praise God. Your teacher said, take off your robes. Take off your robes.
Thank you. joyful Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord above. As I fall like my eyes before thee, hail thee as the Son of God. Let the clouds of sin and sadness drive the dark of doubt away. God alone, giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day.
Look.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God the Father, God result for glory. God the God, the God that got the glory. Yeah, he died for us. Check the stories. God was here, yeah. He trying to get you out. Watch the devil, yeah. He trying to take you out. B-O-P or the E-B-C. Put your hands up. If you down with G-O-D, you down with G-O-D.
Yeah, you know me.
You down with G-O-D.
Yeah, you know me.
You down with G-O-D.
Yeah, you know me.
Who's down with G-O-D?
Pastor here, Walter can have it. He can take it. Would you give our music ensemble another round of applause? Come on, you can do better than that. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. Our offertory reading comes from Luke 6, verse 36. It says, give and it will be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Our offertory prayer will be by the deacon, Jasper Williams.
Let us pray. Great and almighty God, and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come this evening thanking you for bringing us out to this place, so that we may praise your holy name, lift you, so the world may know that there is reality in serving a true and a living God. We pray that you would bless us now as we come to give back to you a portion of what you've given us. We pray that you would bless this offering, that it may be used to further the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in the perfect name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Could we please have the west and the east sides please stand and face the wall?
Ushers and greeters, please line up for offering.
Well, we have heard Beethoven, Bach, and we watched Sister Act today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We ought to give our young adults another round of applause. We say so much, what can we do to get young adults in church? But they are in church. They are in church, and we are happy that they are in church. I want to take this time not to introduce this person because he's no stranger to us. He's been with us all weekend long. He's been here with us starting Friday night, and Saturday we were able to spend some time. And I learned a lot about our special guest, Brother Azriel Davis. And one of the things is that he loves to eat steak. If you have a steak, hide it, because he will eat it. And he'll eat the whole thing by himself. Brother Davis is just a dear friend, a dear brother of mine. And we're so happy to have him here at Ebenezer on today. And he's going to come now in his very own way. Why don't you give him a great big round of applause as he comes now. Brother Azriel Davis.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
Oh, I had to write my notes because I need the notes to keep myself in order. And it's a pleasure to be here with you all this evening. The hospitality has been amazing. The words of love, the encouragement, I've felt the love since I've been here on Friday. So thank you for that. I'm so glad to have finally met in person your wonderful minister of music, Brother Isaac Moshe. You should give him a hand. Absolutely phenomenal. I feel like I've known him for years. He's been like a ghost because everybody talks about him to me. I'm like, I don't know who this guy is, but finally got to meet him in person. Earlier you heard Bach's A Minor Prelude. Now I will be playing two quite contrasting pieces for you. The first piece is titled Nun Ruhen Alle Walder. It's by Jacques von Ortmerson. It's a piece that was introduced to me during grad school by my teacher. It's kind of an interesting piece. My hands will be playing a bunch of just 16th notes while my left foot is playing a bass accompaniment and my right foot is playing a melody. So see if you can follow the melody. I'm going to try to follow the melody myself. Hopefully it stays. The second piece is a piece that I kind of constructed over the past couple years. The first time I did it was in 2019 to honor a former piano teacher of mine, Luther Washington. And I finally have just fully constructed it to where I'm going to get it published soon. So hopefully that comes together. Thank you. And you are familiar with the tune. It's from My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, The Solid Rock. Thanks again for having me, and please be blessed. Thank you.
On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Thank you so much, Brother Azra Davis, for that. I am, y'all give him another hand. In your program, you'll see where it says I'm doing a special tribute now, Brother Jay Tillman and I, to the late Reverend Dr. Frank Celestine and his wife, the late Linda Celestine. I grew up at the East Macedonia Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, and I'm still a member there. And this was supposed to be the year where they would come and join us in collaboration and be a part of the choir. However, they lost their pastor, and then they lost his wife. And so I did the funeral on yesterday, rather. We did the funeral, and I just wanted to pay homage to him because it was him where my ministry started many years ago. And I'm so grateful for him, and I'm sure his children are watching. I truly, truly loved him and his wife. So encouraging to me and my family throughout my music ministry. And I remember Pastor Celestine telling me when I first started, he said, young man, one day you'll be playing for the National Baptist, and one day you'll be doing this, and I'll be, if this September I didn't just play for National Baptist, and I didn't just, you know. So God has an interesting way of letting you know that you're not in charge. God will remind you that you are not in charge, because just like he can just take him and his wife, you never know. So at this time, we'll play Peace Be Still in memory of my late pastor and his wife. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My Jesus is with me. 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 Soprano, would you sing that with us? All sopranos, would you just sing that? Be encouraged,
I won't give up.
Come on, sopranos. Alto, join in. Let's make one big church. And you gotta be strong. For I know I can conquer it all. Sorry, I just felt my help. I just felt my help. And I know what it is. I know that some of you never wanted to give up before. I know some of you've never gone through anything like seems good. You've never gone through any tests. But when you know that you know that you know that you know, when you're going through something, if you call on Jesus. So the song just says, stay in the race. Don't give up. Be encouraged. Just stay in and you'll keep you strong.
Song says, all of my life,
all of my life,
I can testify,
I can testify of your goodness, Lord, to me.
With every new morning,
every new morning,
every new dawning,
every new morning,
new mercy. When I look back,
when I look back
over my life,
over my life,
a pattern, Lord, I see,
a pattern, Lord,
I see a pattern.
See.
Oh yes, I do. That all you've ever been,
all
you've ever been,
you've ever been,
is good.
Is good.
Good to me. Oh, all of my life,
all of my life,
I can testify,
I can testify
Anybody have that testimony? That every day the Lord does something better for you with every new morning. With every new dawning. His mercies are new. When I look back over my life, a pattern, Lord, I see. I can lift my hands and testify that all you've ever been is good to me. Oh, I must confess. Lord, I've been blessed. You supply my every need. In my despair, you were right there. You always guide me. You guide and lead. When I look back over my life, can anybody see a pattern right there? A pattern, Lord. Lord, Lord, I see that all you've ever been, you've ever been, is good, good to me. Oh, you've been good, Lord. Really good,
really good,
mighty good,
mighty good,
all you've ever been, all of my life, Lord, is good, good to me. Can anybody testify, say, Lord, you've been good. Oh, so good.
Oh, so good.
Really, really good.
Really good.
Mighty,
mighty good.
Mighty good. All you've ever been. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've ever been.
You've been real good to me. Yes, the Lord been good to you. Just lift that hand and say, David, you've been good, Lord. Really, really good.
Really good.
You've been mighty good.
Mighty good.
All you've ever been.
Oh,
all you've ever been.
You've ever been.
Oh, all you've ever been.
Oh,
all you've ever been.
You've ever been.
When I look back over my life, I can see that all
you've ever been.
Good, good to me. It's good to me. It's good to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
you've ever been.
Oh, you've ever been. I know I'm not in here by myself. Oh, you've ever been.
Oh,
you've ever been. When I was sick, you were a healer. When I was low, you were a lifter. When I was empty, you were a bond killer. Oh, yes, you were. Oh, you've ever been. It's good, good to me. Oh, you all you've ever been. Oh, 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 all you've ever, ever been is a, all you've ever been is a provider, is a healer. All you've ever been, all you've ever been, all you've ever been is a friend. All you've ever been is a lover. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good, good to me. Come on, clap your hands if the Lord's been good to you.
over me every minute. Oh, 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 oh.
Angels watching over me. Angels watching over me.
I tell you all night.
All night.
And all day.
All day.
Nothing but sweet angels watching over me.
Scripture that refers to a man who said he had everything, and he walks up to Christ and he says to Jesus, I have everything, what else do I need? And Jesus said, you got all of that, but you haven't been born again. And we've come into this place this evening to worship and to sing our songs, but if you leave here and you don't know Christ, we've done all of this for nothing. And so we gather now just to pause and to extend the invitation to Christ for someone who may not know him, so that you also may be born again. Would you stand as we join in with our choir? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? If it had,
if it had not
been
for the Lord on my side,
where would I be?
Whoa. Where would I be?
becoming my help. My help, all of my help, it coming from the Lord. Don't you know that? My help, if you look to the hills, from where coming my help? Oh yeah, my help, all of my help. It coming from the Lord. Don't you know that? If you leave me, I cannot stray. Yeah. My help.
I said, God is, he's a wonder. He's a wonder unto my soul. You see, he came into my life one day, and he took all of my sins away because he is my help, all of my help. I said, God is, he's a wonder. Want you to know he's a wonder unto my soul. You see, he came into my life one day, and he took all of my sins away because he is my all of my help. Come on, then put your hands together. Come on, and put your hands together. If you know God is your help, put your hands together. It's alright to clap your cheeks. Come on now.
Praise the Lord. My help. In case you are wondering who is the young man that I asked to come sing that song, that is Brother Bruce Shelby. He is the composer of that song. And if you need help with your rent, call on the Lord. Amen. I want to just acknowledge a few people, persons rather, and then we can go home because I know church people like to meet, greet, and eat. So it's time to eat. So I want to first thank this entire music ministry of Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. Would you give them a hand? Then I want to thank specifically our music ministry is divided into several groups. Number one is the Sanctuary Choir. They provide song service twice a month, and many of the members are up here. They sang this morning, and those are my road dogs. I asked a few of them. I sent a text, and I said, hey, I'm having the funeral for my pastor. How many of you can go? And every last one of them that I sent, they said, yes, 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 yes. And I'm grateful for that. I want to thank Dr. Leroy Davis and the men's chorus. Dr. Davis, would you stand, please? Yeah. I also want to thank the members of the Handbell Ensemble. Wherever you are, can you please stand? You know, I'm just so impressed because when the young adults, the Voices of Praise, asked me to do what they did today, my first thought was, oh, Lord, this is going to be my last music out. They're going to get me fired. I said, Pastor Freeman is going to fire me after this. But I was so blessed by their presentation. And so Brother Walter Sanders is the director for the Voices of Praise. Stand up, Walter. And I also want to thank the musicians here. I'm going to call their names. Brother Jordan Clark, who is a freshman at Houston Tillerson this semester. Stand up, Jordan. I remember when I was a freshman playing at the Musicale. Amen. Now I done got old. I also want to thank Brother Keon Ward, who's our drummer here at the church. And Brother Sean, Olawa Sean. He is a student at Houston Tillerson as well, studying computer science. I want to thank and be specific and thank Miss Regina Grimes Temple. And the librarian, Sister Judy. I want to thank Sister Rady, Miss Icard. Those of you, the librarians, would you please stand wherever you are? Oh, and Ruth Washington, whoever the librarians stand. They come up early on rehearsal days, and they ask me, what music are we going to do? And they go make the copies. They put them in the binders. They do all this. They buy food. We have food over here. We have lunch, and we just have a grand old time. But I want to thank them. I want to also thank a friend of mine, Miss Icy Monroe. Stand up, Icy. And I want to thank the students from Houston Tillerson who are singing with us on today. There's two, Sydney McCray and Reagan Simpkins. You're in the choir. Please stand. Oh, stand up. Stand up now. Man. As well as Dr. Nicole Taylor, Natalie Howard, I want to thank them for coming to help. Y'all stand, please, wherever you are. Stand. And I specifically got to shout this person out because he will get mad at me. I want to thank Davin Smith for coming and singing with us. Davin, stand up. If you need a bass, call Davin because Davin will, He gonna complain the whole time, but he gonna sing it. He'll complain. Amen. I wanna also thank Miss Kanika Pendergrass and her, the media team lead here at the church. She's over the media. She's back there in the back. We can give her a hand. Thank you, Kanika. As well as our sound person, Brother Deacon Oliver Street. He's in the top running the microphones. Brother Street. Thank you so much. And I want to thank also another dearest friend of mine, Miss Precious Coleman, who sang on the Richard Smallwood Angels. Did I thank everybody? Who did I forget? Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't forget. I got to thank Jay. Jay, thanks. Stand up, Jay. Thank you so much, Brother Jay Tillman, as well as I want to thank all of you for being here on today. It's nothing like having an empty concert and preparing music and nobody shows up, but we're so grateful that you are here, as well as the people who are virtual watching us. I have a lot of family here, if you would stand if you're my family, but I have a lot of friends who are like family. So those of you, if you would stand, my family, Adam, I see you here. Don't be scared if you're related to me. Go on and stand up. Yes, I have friends who are like family. And I have some friends who are here. Adam, stand up. Shannon, stand up, girl. I have some dear friends. Where you at? Amen. Thank you so much for traveling this far ways to be with us on today. And I have to thank this person who's here today. He's a very special person. He's an October person. And for putting up with a young man like me, I want to thank Dr. Ricky Freeman, our senior pastor here at the church. Because he knows that if I am crazy, and he puts up with me every single week, and I'm so grateful for him and all that he's done here with our music ministry and encouraging us. I want to thank I call him my cousin. My aunt used to be married to his uncle, Brian Denman. Stand up, Brian. He's a pastor. Pastor Brian Denman. He came and sang. People ask us how y'all related. I say, don't worry about it. Just mind your business. Mind your business. It's my cousin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, musicians, for coming from the various churches. Pastor Chase, so glad to see you. Thank you, Bruce, Miss LaMonica. Thank you all so much for being here today. And God bless. And please continue to pray for us here at Ebenezer in our music ministry. We had one person who was in a car accident. He was hit by a bus. We had a member who has COVID. I don't want to call names, but just keep them lifted up in prayer. I know they're watching, and I know they really want to be here with us. I have to give a special shout out to my mom. Where are you? Oh, there you are. And I have an aunt here in the choir, my great aunt. She's in the choir today, if you stay. All right, everybody, let's go home. I'm done talking here. Pastor, thank you so much.
Good evening. We are so pleased. I have a big voice. We're so pleased to have all of you here. The pastor's sermon this morning was about a new song.
Yes.
And you've come this afternoon and this evening to witness a new song in our music ministry. This is the first time we've ever had three young men to coordinate, present our musicale in such a fine way. If you have not been touched, shame on you. I must tell our leader, our illustrious leader. Now, the gift card is in the mail. But we know that you always like to have a few flowers on your desk. So know that we love you. I know we've given you a few gray hairs, but we didn't mean to, because we intend to keep you here. So we love you. We thank you. We truly appreciate you. So don't keel over. Stay with us for next week.
Will you give me a chance to honor our music ministry here at Ebenezer Third Baptist Church? I want all the members of our music ministry to stand. Thank you. I'm not going to be long. I want to thank all of our music groups and leaders for their dedicated service to our church. This is a special day, a special occasion, but these members up here serve this church week in and week out, and they serve faithfully. And we have a lot of seniors up there who've been in the choir for a long time, and they have been faithful. And as pastor, I thank them for that. Thank you. We've had a wonderful time. I tell you, when they did Hallelujah from the Mount of Olives, I was in hog heaven and listening to the organ. And then they went from that to the calypso arrangement of Oh Worship the King. And then from that to Sister Act 2. That was wonderful from our voices of praise and the variety of music, the energy, the spirit was all wonderful. And I just thank God for them. I know you enjoyed their presentations. I also am just happy to say that we have three talented young men here today. Our guest artist, Azriel Davis, was simply outstanding. He's an artist and a composer, and our own Jay Tillman, the inimitable Jay Tillman. And of course, our minister of music, Isaac Moshe. He's done a wonderful job, and look, we have timpani here. We had a brass ensemble, the pipe organ, the Hammond organ, just the bongos, just the drums, just the variety. And the range was just wonderful. And that's due to his vision. That's due to his hard work. That's due to his planning. And he's a good young man. He comes from a good family. He comes from a good church. We thank his family for being here and supporting him. And he's experienced a lot of loss in the past couple of years in his personal life, in his family, in his church. That's family, too. He's shown me pictures of Pastor Celestine with him when he was just a little boy. And that man's hand was on his life and his wife, and that meant a lot. And so that service was a week ago, and then yesterday, and he was here this morning serving, and he's done that several times. That's commendable for a young man. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. And I pray that in 10 years I am alive and around to see the things that these young men will do, not only for the church, but musically and around the world. I see big things for them, and I thank them. And I want to thank Pastor Chase and all of these ministers of music and musicians for coming. They come every year. Give them a hand, Ebenezer. These pastors. And all of you, thank you so much for joining us, members and visitors. You're like family to us, and this means so much to us. Thanks for being a part of this. Thank you, ushers and greeters, for your service and contributions. Thank you, media team and Deacon Street and all who were a part of this celebration. We've been blessed, and we thank God for it. We've experienced holy songs of joy.